come and watch around the pink now, Richard will show you a forward and observation. Do you mind me the model?
Yeah, sure.
Would you judge your shot?
Yes. Can you sit on anything?
We're good.
Just don't trip over anything. No, you don't have to put him like that. Let him be so you can watch what he's doing.
I think in general, everybody should sit down on this board, you know, that's one of the things to say in class.
You're okay, Captain. Just drop it and come.
You want me to tell this prior to coming into a forward end to make sure that the top of the balance is more or less parallel. Now, you have to, what you see what she's done is that she's taken her bent knee shin and brought it perpendicular to the straight leg, which is the more easy way to work it. For a more challenging position, you want to pull that knee. I'm not saying you have to do that, I'm just saying.
So the first statement he made, everybody, is this top rib of pelvis, he wants it at least parallel to the ground.
But don't forget that if your tailbone is tipping back close to the floor of the pubis, and you come forward from that position, you're going to put a lot of strain in the lower back.
So those who are in this position are yanking with their arms, he's saying it's going to put a lot of strain. So you're going to put enough height under the pelvis so that this rim of the pelvis can be parallel to the ground with ease. That's the foundation.
You should be able to sit in the front, more towards the front of the sitting bones. Next thing is make sure that the bent knee foot doesn't slide underneath the straight leg. You should pull that foot off to the side a little bit so you can sort of see the sole. Now there's various ways to come in the pose. You come straight ahead or do a little twist if you like. Let's do that here. So you bring your left hand to the outer right foot. Keep the right hand on the floor. Now as you can see, first of all, the left shoulder rolls forward as she reaches out to the foot. So could she roll the left shoulder back and down with it? Either that or use a belt. And then you'll see that as she's coming into the position, she's had to tilt over to the outer edge of the right leg a little bit as well. So could she turn the right thigh in slightly, bring more weight to the inner sitting bone? That's very good. And then bring the right hand to the outer foot, left hand to the inner foot. Thumbs on the sole, please. That's it. Now lift up one time, big back bend. There you go. And now the exhalation, come down. And remember not to pull into the forward bend, lengthen into the forward bend, but don't pull yourself down. Would you, David, hand her that block in front of you, please? And raise that block against your shoulder. It's best to keep the arms fully extended. And you can see what Rodney's doing here. She's got, this is a very common position, and that is the straight leg side shortens and the bent knee side humps up a little bit. So you have to, it's not an easy thing to do. You've got to lengthen on the right side and draw the left ribs down into the torso. Very good. Now press the foot firmly into the block, face the big toe, inner heel, and then draw up from there along the inner leg into the groin. That's right. And then lift up and over that imaginary belt and draw the belly out. Again, it's easier if you bring the torso straight forward into a straightforward bend. It's more of a challenge if you turn a little bit to the right. Now the left leg is the Baddha Konasana leg, and what you have to be careful of is that, first of all, you'll see some students with the leg knee off the floor, got to put something underneath it so it doesn't float. And then the second thing is, you take that left knee and push it away from the pelvis off to the side. There you go. Now every now and then you want to lift the torso up slightly, draw the belly out, make more space between the pubis and navel, and then come on back down again. That's very good. Now could you turn the block 90 degrees and use the side, use the sides of the block. There you go. You want to try to keep the arms as long as possible. Very nice. Draw the inner borders of the scapulas down, release the outer borders into the outer arms. Very nice. The foot signal just a little bit straight, so then you push the inner foot a little bit more. There you go. Any questions?
Can you repeat the thing about the knee on the left side?
Oftentimes you'll see, particularly at the beginning of class, that the outer knee doesn't rest on the floor.
Outer knee did not, and you're...
And you want to support that knee under a block or strap. Now, you want want to be sure that if you support one knee, do the same thing with the other knee, even if it doesn't need it. Okay? You want to support the knees evenly. Okay?
So what you just saw, come back up, he gave a lot of wonderful instruction through Jaya Shavasana. As his assistant, I just tried to touch the areas and give a little illumination of what he was trying to get across. Because a lot of times people hear words, you might say move your elbow, and then they move their head. Because Richard made a comment earlier this week, some of you may have not caught it, a beginner will move what's easiest to move. Do you understand? So you may say turn the chest and they do this. Right? And so so basically you're giving a hint. You're being an extension of his eyes, and you're giving a hint of touching the areas that he's talking about. So if she's, come back down, please. So if she's short on this side, I might take my fingers and I'm doing this, right? On this side, I'm just saying that. If she's high on this side, I might be giving this movement, this moving towards this knee. So there's an evenness. If this leg feels like it's retracted into the hip, I might give her something to push into, but she didn't understand that, so I grabbed her thigh and said, do that way. So I know when she's understanding him by touching her.
One of the more common things that you'll, my knee is messed up from these stairs. One of the more common things that you'll see in an asana class is that you'll ask a student to lift the chest and he or she do this. You have to watch out for that. Watch out for that. Back and forth. Now, she could use a little bit of help here. Now, remember, never push anybody down. What you want your student to do is push up into resistance like that. Grow the belly out. Lift the sternum like that. And again, do a little higher. Lift up. Draw the belly out. No. Decrease 2 points in. Put that down. Down towards the floor. Now lift the chest up and out. Lift the chin. Lift the chest. Get in there. One more. There you go. Lift the chest.
Richard, can you repeat what you saw?
So you're seeing something pushing out of the belly. So this is in a sense this is going up and back.
Right.
So he's touching here, for instance, let's say the root of that is here. Let's touch there and say, can you release this towards the ground and move your sternum and chin forward from there? Yes. Then we go here.
Yeah, you start down lower and move up.
And then we go here. So that you keep on finding the apex of the hump.
The back round of the foot bend, that's not the problem. It's the shape of the round is that you're looking at, okay? And if there's a larger rounding, that's what you want to work on. Start out low and then move up a couple of times. And if your student doesn't get it, he or she can't understand what the situation is, try a little bit to help him or her out. And if it still doesn't work, we'll work on it later. Okay. But I'm not talking to you about it. You did what I said you did. But don't insist on your student doing something that just can't do.
So let's do this as the first
part. Wait. Okay. They either can't do or they're not ready to do it. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's two different things. They might be able to do it, but they don't want to do it for whatever reason. Don't force it.
So let's do this. Let's you play me and you play her. Richard will talk you through again, and you just touch those areas of the body that he's talking about, okay? Again, you're not pushing anything, you're listening. And we'll go through a number of different places where you can touch someone that probably have a good effect. So pair up, don't talk, and then basically one person just be in the pose, left leg forward, right leg bent. Just touch the places Richard's talking about.
Yeah, but I want you to look at the shape before you move it all.
So get in and let Richard talk you through.
Check the straight leg, then the...
So let's be slower, Richard, so then you check
my
neck.
I know, I was left behind. I'm like,
everybody needs to sit on something.
I'm trying.
Yeah, go ahead and sit on something.
We've got to sit on the floor.
Okay, we're almost there. Does everyone raise your hand if you don't have a partner. So if nothing else this week, you've learned that too. When you're partnering up, does everyone have a partner? Simple. Raise your hand if you don't have a partner. Great.
Help us go around behind you.
Left leg is straight first, everyone. Change sides. Left leg is straight first. Right leg is bent.
No. Have a look first, please. Remember to look before you move. Now, you want to make sure that if your student is not able to easily take hold of the foot, please have him or her use your belt. Please. You want to be able to reach out and keep a long arm close. So I want the arm to be straight to start, please, even though if you're holding the foot. And I want you to lift up and back into a little bit of a back bend. Draw the belly out, make the front torso at least feel like it's longer than the back torso. Get ready? Have a look, helpers. Those of you that can bring the hand out beyond the foot, please use your brick to hold against the sole. No bent elbows, please. Everybody put the block in place. Grab onto the block, long arms, please. Helpers, have a look at the back of the torso. What does it look like? Is it nice and rounded, smoothly rounded, or is there a feeling that there's a little sticky spot in the lower back? Should that be the case, bring your thumb and your index finger, two fingers, let's say, right on the lowest part of that hump. Push in and down, and have that person lift from that spot up to the top of the sternum bone. Make the front torso longer. And if that's successful, go higher, a little bit more, and have the person do exactly the same thing. Go in and up. And then if that's successful, go one more time, in and up. Lengthen out. It's more important at this stage of the game to make length through the torso than it is to get down to forward fold. A lot of you are already down the fold. You're not ready to be there quite yet. You haven't made enough length. And then helpers, look at where they're sitting on the straight leg sitting bone. Some of you can see that they'll be sitting on the outer edge of the bone. So have your person turn the right leg in slightly. Shift more weight to the inside of your right sitting bone. Look at the shoulders. Some of you can see the shoulders are pretty hiked up. So put your hands on the shoulders and draw them down a little bit. That feel.
Get your shadow.
Now take a look at the two sides of the torso. Typically, one side is going to be a little bit longer, the other side is going to be a little shorter. If that's the case, put your hand on the shorter side and draw it out a little bit to get that feeling. Put your hand on the overstretched side and bring it in slightly. You bring the sides of the torso more into a neutral position. That may be difficult for the under sweat. Very nice. Very nice. Inhale, come on up. Switch legs. You see how that flow is really straight leg? Right underneath the straight leg. Remember, if there was a support on the first side under the bent knee, it should be the same support on the second side. Doers, are you ready? No, same person, second side. Ready? Ready? Help our doers, please reach out to the foot. Take it directly or indirectly. What's the first thing you have to do in a forward bend? Do a little bit of a back bend. So hold on to the foot either directly or indirectly. Lean back. No, keep the arm straight. Lean straight back into the back of the torso. Afterwards, you can put a hand on the sacral bone and pull down a little bit to accentuate that movement. That's right. Then you're ready to move down. Start to walk hands out along the floor. Again, try not to pull yourself into a forward bend. Use your block to pull. And again, helpers, take a look and see. Take a look at that rounded back, first of all. And if there seems to be a pretty extreme hump, then start below the hump, push down and up a little bit, and let them lift from there to the top of the sternum bone. Then move up to the next level, yeah. The mid-hump, push in and down, lift up, and then one more time up at the top of the hump. So the elbows are all the way straight. Seamus. If you can get her to straighten her elbows out, please. Everybody try this, please. Bend your elbows and see what effect it has on the shoulders. Bend your elbows and pull. You might find that if with the elbows are bent, the shoulders are right up into the ears. It makes it a little bit uncomfortable. Then let go of the shoulders. Widen across the back. Let go of the elbows, I should say. Widen across the back. Now for her, put your hand right under that little mark, that little signet on the back of the shirt. Push down and pull down toward the tail.
Yes.
Now you lift into that root, into that, do a little back bend over that, that's it. You know what? You're being too nice. If these are like running, choke her a little bit harder than that, your fingertips. Now lift up, don't pull down. Now you lift these into those, now we're getting somewhere. But can you see how your right foot is slipped under the left thigh? Can you come up and just remember, take the foot up to the side of the knee? That's right. Again, you get those 2 points. Now use your fingernails. Now lift up. Now just pull down in the back. Good. Now take this good one up through the arm. Keep going. She's almost there. We're going to give her a B+ on that. Very nice. All well done. Inhale, come on up, switch.